Hey, Tuesday, July 23rd, Will here running through the morning brief as I do. Performance from yesterday here in the custom column. Good start to the week after stocks sold off into the weekend. Russell 2000 again outperforming, up about 170 basis points. S&P 500 up about 100 as well. NASDAQ composite in the green. On the downside, we saw crude oil slip just a bit. Long duration bonds also slipped, losing about 30 basis points. And then the ag less affected, down about 4 basis points. We have seen some curve steepening, so shorter duration bonds falling, longer duration holding steady, if not rising just a tad from time to time. Only one of the major charts I want to highlight today is going to be the NASDAQ composite. For those that are point figure junkies, you'll recognize this as a shakeout pattern. The idea behind it is that you form a double top, which we did at 18,600. We gave a sell signal, which shakes out the weak holders again. In theory, thinking that there's some support around 18,300, maybe stop orders got hit for those weak holders of the stock at 18,200. Fell down. Now we've reversed back into X's. That's the action point on the shakeout pattern. Again, technically, definitionally, this is a bullish pattern for the index. What would negate this would be a reversal back down into O's and then a second consecutive sell signal and a lower top. Both of those would not look great for the NASDAQ composite here, but as it stands now, looks to be forming a bullish pattern here. I want to highlight the 2-year yield. This has been under pressure lately. It's currently about 90% oversold. But more interestingly, if you click on that minus 89%, it's going to pop up this historical view here. And I'll wait for my Wi-Fi to load. There we go. And you can see that this is a historically depressed reading. In fact, just 10 days ago, 11 days ago now, we had a reading of minus 110%. That's very rare to see the 2-year yield that oversold. I talked about it in the Were You Aware from yesterday, but more importantly, I think what people care about is like, what does the market do from this point going forward when the 2-year yield has been this oversold? I took out clusters within a year, and the returns for S&P 500, Russell 2000, and the movement and the 10-year yield are all shown here. Interestingly, we did see the Russell 2000 put up better average returns than the S&P 500 over the forward 1 month through 1 year. Median returns are a bit more mixed. But overall, I think this confirms what we've seen otherwise is that maybe the Russell 2000 and small caps do have some more historical precedent to outperform going forward. We're moving into the heart of earnings, July 23rd. This is a chart that I put in the report from, I think, a couple Fridays ago. But you can see here we're at July 23rd. So Google, Microsoft, Tesla, all coming out in the next few days. So this will be important, given just their sheer size in the market and how they can affect the indices. So definitely some opportunity for volatility. UPS did come out with earnings and they're down about 9% pre-market right now. It looks like they missed expectations and gave a pretty gloomy outlook. I want to highlight this has been a zero attribute stock for a while. In fact, it's been a two attribute stock, so a sell consistently since June 5th, 2023, meaning expectations technically coming in earnings didn't look to be strong. You had this series of lower highs, clearly in a negative trend. This is easy to say, of course, hindsight here, given what the stock's doing, but overall, not a positive picture. And if you're still a part of the company, technically, this would be an area to sell if we get some type of a relief rally. Google, I mentioned earlier, Alphabet, as it's known now, up with earnings after market close today. This is a different picture than UPS, five attribute name on a really healthy pullback right now. Expectations seem to be strong going into earnings just based off the chart here. So we would stick with this one, and if we get more of a pullback, barring any attribute changes, we would be a buyer. That's all I had for updates this morning. Appreciate the time. I'll be on again tomorrow.